First day of training camp is in the books for the Lions. Let's talk about it.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening, everybody? Matt Derry with you. Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. We do this despite a little bit of a raspy voice on a Wednesday, July 27th, into Thursday, July 28th. Thanks for listening. Thanks for making us your first listen each and every day. It's Matt Derry. It's Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. Day one in the books of training camp coming up. Dan Campbell speaks, and we've got an injury to be concerned about. I mentioned this yesterday, but now the plot thickens. What's with Lions' second-round picks? It's incredible. I'm going to run down that list coming up momentarily here on the show. Also, observations from day one, what I've heard buzzing around Allen Park. Again, Dan Campbell speaks. What does some position changes mean for players? We got one rookie that is already on the starting list and already is working out with the starters. We will get to all of that today. And a play that was unbelievable that many of you maybe have already seen on social media. We'll duck into that as well here on this Wednesday edition of Locked On Lions, Wednesday, July 27th and Thursday, July 28th. We appreciate you making us your first listen each and every day. Again, bear with me here. I apologize. Got a little sore throat, but banging through this show. And let's do this. It's exciting. They were back on the field today in Allen Park. Dan Campbell speaking at 8 o'clock this morning. And then the team took the field for training camp. Yesterday, we talked about this. Josh Pascal, the team's second-round pick, placed on the PUP list, physically unable to perform. And I mentioned yesterday that this is a concern because, number one, he's a much-needed piece on that defense. And number two, how long is this guy going to be out? And did the Lions know that he was banged up when they drafted him back in late April? He missed the end of the season with Kentucky. There didn't seem to be anything, any bit of a problem when he showed up for mini camps and OTAs, yet he re-aggravated what is now being called by Dan Campbell today a sports hernia injury and was forced to undergo sports hernia surgery weeks ago. Campbell said today, quote, "It will be a little bit," end quote, but wouldn't put a timetable on it. Again, the way this defense is being built, the way Aaron Glenn talks about attacking people and going after the football and being ferocious and vicious and all these things, the Lions are going to have to rush the passer. We know that. They drafted Aiden Hutchinson for a reason in the first round. All right? They drafted Josh Pascal in the second round because he can get to the passer. He's ferocious. Many people were surprised when the Lions drafted him in the second round, because they thought, what about Malik Willis? What about a need for a receiver? All these things, another receiver or linebacker help or whatever. The Lions went in the second round and took Josh Pascal out of Kentucky. And now he's going to be out for a while. Sports hernia surgery. If you recall last year, Levi Onwuzurike got hurt at the start of training camp. He had an injury that was lingering all season long, and he never performed up to the level that they needed him to. And now, excuse me, with Pascal, it's going to be the same thing. He's going to be starting slow. And it got me to thinking because, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer to start this because the Lions, there were some good things at training camp today. We'll talk about that. But my goodness, the Lions' second round picks, going back to the Mayhew days, it's amazing. The last Lions' second round pick to really turn out to do anything big was Darius Slay. That was in 2013. Think about that. Darius Slay made a couple of Pro Bowls. Darius Slay is one of the top corners in the game still now with the Eagles. And that was a terrific pick back in 2013. Since then, think about this. We've had here in town, second round, Kyle Van Noy, okay, Amir Abdullah, 2016, A'shaun Robinson, not a bad player, but never lived up to the hype and was never a high-impact player. Now it's with the Rams, of course. tease Tabor, a Bob Quinn beauty in 2017, the cornerback from Florida who nobody thought should have been drafted that high, ended up with the Lions in the second round in 2017. Again, these are all second round picks. These are guys that could still be playing and helping your team. Kerryon Johnson, banged up, knee problems, been out of football a couple of years. In 2019, Jelani Tavai jogged by me goodbye. One of the single worst linebackers I've ever watched play National Football League football. I just said football twice, but you know what I mean. Jelani Tavai, second round pick. You can't miss on these. These are guys that could come in and start right away or help you for years. I got to look this up. Is Jelani Tavai even in football? 2020 DeAndre Swift. Now listen, jury is still out on DeAndre Swift, but some of you have been tweeting to me at Derry Speaks or at Locked On Lions on Twitter or commenting on the Matt Derry YouTube, or excuse me, the Locked On Lions YouTube page or the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. By the way, thank you for watching on YouTube. Please subscribe. But think about this. DeAndre Swift hasn't made a huge impact. He's had some good games. This year is supposed to be the year. Last year, Levi Onwuzurike, we talked about it. Very, very poor season. The defensive tackle out of Washington. Aleem McNeil was taken in the third round. And Aleem had a better first year than Levi. So is this like a second round jinx? Seriously. Pascal, Onwuzurike, Swift, Tavai, Kerryon, Tease, A'shaun, Amir Abdullah, Kyle Van Noy. All since they took a star, he was, in Darius Slay back in 2013. I hope Pascal recovers and is able to play and is able to get out there, but sports hernia surgery probably, I would think, is going to keep him out of for all of August, I would think. Will he be ready to start the season? And think about this right now with the depth chart and where this thing is. Romeo Okwara is on the PUP list right now. Josh Pascal is on the PUP list right now. So your starting defensive ends right now are Charles Harris, who had a fantastic year last year, a good year. Aiden Hutchinson, who, by the way, was running with the first team today. And then after that, you've got Julian Okwara, John Kaminsky, who they picked up from the Falcons. Austin Bryant is back. And the sixth-round pick, James Houston. Other than that, would they move Jared Davis to an edge spot due to the lack of depth with Romeo and now Pascal out? That remains to be seen. But for now, it's a little bit disappointing that Josh is not going to be with the team, at least for now, placed on the physically unable to perform list. Dan Campbell also said today that fullback Jason Kabinda is on the PUP list to start camp, and C.J. Moore, the safety and special teams ace, is starting camp on the NFI list, the non-football injury list. So those were a couple of updates today. As I take a little drink of water with my bad throat. All right, when we come back, observations from day one. One player there not easing in at all. We'll tell you about that coming up next. First, what about our friends at Dave? Level with me. We've all been in a situation at some point in our lives when we were a little tight on cash, right? Maybe you could only afford to put a few gallons of gas in your tank, or you got another save the date and you're wondering how you're going to afford a gift. That's where Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. There's more money to fill your tank, buy a wedding gift, or catch up on bills. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. There's no interest and no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and you need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. Do that. That's D-A-V-E, Dave. Sign up for an extra cash account. Get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. Future you will thank you. With our friends from Dave. First day of training camp is in the books in Allen Park. Again, I apologize for the voice. Nothing I can do about it. It's just hoarse. Coming back from my trip to Nashville last weekend, so bear with me here. All right, first and foremost, if you thought this organization was going to ease Aiden Hutchinson in and not have him with the first string, excuse me, think again. Aiden Hutchinson from Jump Street today, from the beginning of practice till the end, was running with the first team. I love that. Now, again, who else would be there? Don't even know. But with Romeo Okwara out, with Josh Pascal out, not that Josh Pascal was beating out Aiden Hutchinson, Aiden getting an opportunity right away to start and be running with the first group is a great sign. They drafted him number two for a reason. You need to see him. He needs to perform. And everybody has said, including Dan Campbell, that this guy has performed so far, whether it's been mini camp or whatever. And today was the first day of training camp. We'll hear tomorrow what Campbell thought of Hutchinson's first day. But so far, so good on that, which I like. Now, the defense today, maybe many of you saw this on social media. The defense today started practice by doing 50 up-downs, meaning you jog in place, then you fall to the ground, and you get back up. You jog in place again, you fall down to the ground, you get back up. They're called up-downs. These were instituted last year by Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn. And with the Hard Knocks HBO cameras rolling, Dan Campbell and Glenn took part in the up-downs today. Now, I saw some of this video, and my first reaction was, oh, God, the national media is going to have a field day with this. Look at Dan Campbell, and he did this last year, doing drills with his players. Shouldn't the head coach, I can hear this now, shouldn't the head coach be walking around watching his players, seeing which guys are really going up and really going down and putting forth effort, or the guys that are kind of jaking it a little bit? Not Dan Campbell. He did the drill with his team. You know that's going to be on Hard Knocks. You know that's going to be something that people talk about. But this is what he does. Is it a bit of a clown show sometimes? Yeah, I guess. You know, look at the mean, tough Dan Campbell doing drills with his players. I remember when Matt Millen, and I'm sorry I use that name, was covering tight ends in practice as a linebacker years ago. But the national media will run with this, with Dan Campbell doing this. But just remember, Aaron Glenn also took part in these 50 up-downs. There was a interesting observation made very early in camp this morning, and then it was confirmed via the Lions website with their roster. And that is that two players have switched positions. And I got to be honest with you. I love this. I love this. First, Ifeatu Melifonwu, who was drafted last year by the Lions in I think the third round, has been moved from cornerback to safety. Last year he got hurt. Really didn't play that much, but has good ball skills, good size. And there was thought when the Lions drafted him that eventually they could move him to safety. And this happens all the time. I remember when Bryant Westbrook was getting hurt a lot, and we had Bryant on the show last year, and there was talk of maybe they should move him to safety. And he was like, no, I'm a cornerback. For Ife Melifonwu in year two to make this move to safety, to agree to it, and to embrace it, I think it's pretty cool. And I think it's, and his range can help this team at that position. I've said this for the last few years, and I'll continue to say it. Safety has not been a great spot for this team. There haven't been enough ball hawks back there that can eliminate the deep pass, come up and make tackles, not just 8 yards down the field like Tracy Walker seems to do, but maybe a loss, a guy coming up with speed to make a tackle in the backfield, or a gain of only two or three. So Melifonwu, the pride of Syracuse, moving from cornerback to safety. Now, this move I love, and you guys know what I'm about to say. Will Harris, who right now has been not buried, but if you started the year, it would be Deshaun Elliott, the pickup from the Ravens, and Tracy Walker at the two safety spots. And Elliott had made it clear he's going to make a big impact this year. So with Elliott being picked up and with Walker being re-signed, it was time to make this move, and that is moving Will Harris to cornerback. Last year, with all of the injuries that the Lions had at corner when Jerry Jacobs got hurt and B. Price got hurt and Okuda got hurt and all these guys got hurt, the Lions were forced to move Will Harris up from safety to cornerback and play a lot in the slot. And so Will Harris, if you guys realize this, he's entering his fifth year with this team. So it's put up or shut up. And there's good depth at corner right now. Okuda was out there today. I think Will Harris is a better corner than safety. He wasn't terrible last year when he was out there, especially in the slot. So I like this move too. And I think it will only help this team. So two pretty big moves that were being made today on the defensive side of the ball. Also, a couple of highlights on offense from today. We will tell you about those coming up next. First, betonline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. Find all your all the favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. And that is our friends at BetOnline. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline, we got the Rocket Mortgage Classic in town. You want to bet on this thing, go to betonline.net. They'll hook you up. It continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information, from live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. They have you covered. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening today. It is BetOnline. They really are the best. If you go there for lines, they're the best. If you bet on today's Tiger game, they beat the Padres again. What was the spread? Odds, over, under. You get it all at BetOnline. BetOnline.net. It is where the game starts. All right, couple of highlights before I rest my voice from today on offense. Number one, if you saw this play, and you need to go to the Lions website or Twitter or whatever, you'll see this. the catch of the day, and maybe the catch of camp, happened on the first day today. Quintez Cephas, one-on-one, deep ball from Tim Boyle. Yes, Mr. August is back. And Cephas just leaps into the air, destroys, toasts Amani Orubarie on a ball that was pretty much a 50-50 ball, but Cephas went up and made the play and then broke away from the safety Deshaun Elliott and Orubarie and went in for a touchdown. Looked to be about a 60-yard maybe touchdown a connection, but you see these types of plays from number 87 and you say, man, Quintez Cephas, when he's healthy, makes plays like this. We saw a couple years ago in Chicago, and he's not the fastest guy. But, man, he went up and just stole this football away from a pretty good player in Orubarie and then split the defense and was gone and then spiked the ball through the uprights from what everybody says. That was an amazing play, so you're going to want to check that out. Also today, in a 7-on-7s, the connection of the day and the group that really had it going was Jared Goff to TJ Hockenson. And it seems like we say this every year. It seems like we talk about this on every first training camp show here on Locked On Lions. But Goff to Hockenson is going to be, hopefully, a lethal combination this year. We know this. Goff has his limitations. All right. He's not going to throw the ball deep a ton. That's just not who he is. But a few times today on 7-on-7s, just nice connection between the quarterback and his tight end. And again, if TJ Hockenson is healthy and he's going after a payday this year, that could be a deadly combination. I love hearing from folks in Allen Park today. Boy, Hockenson looked good. And Goff was finding him, and their timing was excellent. They've worked together in the offseason. They've been out in California together working out. And that's just something to watch. That's just something to watch because these two guys need each other. Hockenson needs Goff to deliver him the football, and Goff needs Hockenson to prove to everybody that he can make good throws, big throws. Last year, the Lions led the league in 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, not getting the first down, being behind the sticks on third downs and being short on third down conversions. The Lions were number one. They were the worst, or dead last, if you want to call it that, in converting third downs in the passing game. Now with Hockenson, Sky's the limit for this guy. So I liked hearing that today, that seven-on-sevens, those two guys dominated. All right, that'll do it for Locked On Lions. Thanks for making us your first listen. Thanks for bearing with me today with the voice. We are here each and every day right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, and we'll do this again tomorrow.